This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Kostaki Economopoulos with an announcement. It's coming up right after this.
Hi, dinner's ready. My gosh, what's that awful smell?
It's my new doll, Mom.
When you smell an awful breeze that reeks of hops and barley, you can guess who cut the cheese. It's Pull My Finger Charlie.
That's me.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie. Feed him a drink from his special beer can. Wait a few seconds and...
Hey, kid. Pull my finger.
Okay, Charlie.
Somebody light a match.
Pull My Finger Charlie comes complete with his own patented fart smell in a can. So you not only hear him break wind, you smell it too. And you get your choice of scents, including beer, eggs, burning tires, unscented, or new SBD.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
Whoa, did somebody step on a duck?
Good one, Charlie.
When you smell an awful breeze that reeks of hops and barley, you can guess who cut the cheese. Pull My Finger Charlie.
Fart smell in a can uses a propellant that is harmless to pets, plants, and the ozone layer. Warning, failure to store cans in a cool, dry place could result in explosion.
Pull My Finger Charlie.
Pull My Finger Charlie. It's new. Available at toy stores everywhere. It's fun from Bob and Tom Toys.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Well, every now and then I'll turn it on. Every now and then I turn it on. Who knows?
Really? You were hacking up a lung.
I'm done. That's not the only thing I'm going to hack up in this room. Okay?
Bring it.
How much of a pay-per-view could we get for that? Me and Ace going at it. Big box, big comic boxing gloves.
Oh.
What do you think? Are you in?
You don't want to do that.
How about those big fat sumo suits?
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Chick.
There's Christy Lee at the news desk.
Are they naked in those suits?
Pat Godwin.
I don't think so.
Naked in the sumo suits?
The performance
no.
room.
No.
Don't the sumo guys, aren't they naked?
They wear a diaper.
Well, they wear a diaper thing.
That's
but
Josh
the sumo
Arnold.
Suits are plastic.
There's my buddy Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom.
Thank you very much. We've been talking trombones all morning. We've
sure
been
have.
Listening to a little bit of Trombone Shorty. Oh, it's good stuff. Oh, yeah.
Whatever music's available.
If you don't like that, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, Josh.
You like the sound of that, Kostaki Economopoulos?
I didn't mind that. I like that, okay?
No, he doesn't like me. He likes that Greek crap.
Oh, yeah.
You know how he is.
Zorba's greatest hits or whatever. Fiddler on the Roof.
Does anybody name their kids Zorba of Greek heritage? Is that like being named Steve or something?
That might be over. Yeah.
It's a lovely movie. I love that movie.
Is that your Bazooki impression, Chick? Is that what that was?
You knew what I was doing, though. I don't know. Could be.
You knew what I was doing.
Now, a bazooki is a small bazooka.
Oh, have you ever had that Greek gum, Bazooki Joe?
it is like the piccolo is to the flute. That's the right. Bazooki. It's for little tiny explosions. Hey, Kostaki.
The Bazooki gum has all the Greek jokes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right.
Kostaki Economopoulos is joining us. He's our NFL correspondent. Obviously, most of the stuff in the NFL going on behind the scenes right now.
Yeah, it's been relatively quiet. So yeah, I called to talk to you about a completely different thing.
Oh yeah, what's
did you move mind? Recently?
I did move. Look at this; it's a whole bunch of blank wall behind.
Yeah, me. I was gonna say it's a different area.
Hey, look, there's no shame in going out to California, not making it, and coming back to the.
that happened to me.
Don't you worry about it.
or my family knows about this. There's no shame in skipping out on your rent, going to an entirely new place.
That's right.
Now, is that your mom's room? Where she her sewing room? That's
also good guess. Very good guess.
Sorry, I brought.
You gave
up,
it your best. We're proud of you. Yeah.
This is my new place in Hollywood. We moved about 40 minutes inland, closer to the big kids' school and everything.
Hollywood! Wow! Everything fancy. Expansive there in Hollywood.
And my wife moved too, but she moved to a different place.
Oh.
That's my big news today.
Whoa!
Kostaki, are you... Whoa! Oh, man, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. This is news to you guys, but we've been dealing with this and working on this, and you know, we've been getting along great, and we're working it out, and it's going to be okay. But we are turning the page, and it's a new chapter. And you know, divorce is tough. I hope that none of you guys ever have to face that.
I'm just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us, Kostaki.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you in the club now?
Here's Kostaki to make us laugh.
Oh, my.
Kostaki.
So when you say it's all going to be okay and everything's going to work out, you don't mean you're reconciling. You mean the divorce is going to go through.
That you're going to be
you never say never, but we...
Oh,
we
yeah. No.
You
can
say never.
You absolutely say never. Never, 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 never.
Anybody else getting flashbacks to a family therapy room right now?
Well,
the bad news is it looks like I'm going to get custody of the Falcons. That's a tough break for me.
He can't help it, Sam.
Not a good team, you see.
So don't take this the wrong way, but is your wife dating right now? Or
How could he take that
that's
the
one
way?
That's one of your best friends.
It's like keeping the family. Totally
within her rights to do that. She's a beautiful
woman. Am I right on this?
Oh, yeah.
She is a beautiful woman.
My last, when my last relationship ended, Pat Godwin would come up to me almost every morning and go, and I'm not kidding, he would go, boy, you know, she sure was beautiful. And he was being dead serious.
I would say, I met her. God, she was just a wonderful person.
Forget this.
She's lovely.
She's so funny.
Beautiful.
You're absolutely right.
She's so funny and cute and pretty. I really wondered what you two were together.
See, what we're doing, Kostaki, is getting back at Josh for leading you into this. I'm so sorry.
That was Jack.
Yeah. What did I do?
Jack, you're the one that asked if you could date his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, I did. Can I do that? Is that cool?
Gosh.
No, I mean, we'd have to meet somewhere like Omaha.
Oh, no.
But, you know, I can't possibly get to L.A.
That's a hell of a commute.
Yeah. Is she going to move back to, where did you guys start?
New York,
yeah.
No. We're going to stay here. We're going to commit to being here for the big kids' high school, and then, you know, we'll figure it out after that.
Okay, all right, man. Good, man.
I'm sorry about that.
I want to give you a big hug.
Yeah, me too.
I appreciate that.
It's okay. I want to give your wife a big hug.
I want to give you the phone number of my lawyer. He's very good.
I used him, too. He is very good.
I agree. He's a good lawyer.
Talk about experience.
How did I get out of this?
I don't know.
I got no good lawyer.
Didn't you use him,
as a matter of fact, Kostaki, his agreement going to come out of my check, I would imagine.
You're going to end up paying for this.
That's how bad my lawyer was.
He is. Hello.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
So, Kostaki, getting back to the main skill set that you possess, in football terms.
Yes, yes. Let's try to move this forward.
In football terms, you've been cut.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Okay. And apparently,
that's right.
You didn't get any of the photographs that you can hang on your wall either.
I don't look at it. I don't look at it as you've been cut. You are now an unrestricted free agent.
There you go.
Yes, that's so. Yes. Oh, that's that UFA, sounds way baby. Better.
Yeah. Are you on injured reserve temporarily?
I'm open to new contracts. Yeah, sure. Okay. Move me up in your fantasy rankings. You know what I'm saying?
Sexy time.
I hope you have a better lawyer than Chicks. Chick owes Johnny Depp money. Ooh,
that's a bad. He was a bad lawyer.
He didn't pass the bar. He went to the bar.
He's underneath the bar.
Oh man!
Not enjoying
these jokes.
So, Kostaki, are we talking football or something else? I lost my place.
No, let's talk about marriage and divorce. It's fun. I've been writing about this for months. So you know,
yeah.
I once saw. All right, this is a little bit of a weird parallel, but I saw Adam Sandler on one of the late night shows. He was talking about his father passing away, and obviously it's a tough subject, but he handled it with humor and jokes, and it was riveting to me. And you're not making light of a subject by joking about it. You can feel the weight of a thing and laugh, right?
Yes, yes, of course.
So that's been my goal the whole way through, you know, in dealing with this subject and other stuff like this too. Marriage can be hard, you know, till death do us part. I mean, that's a high bar, right? Like, what if I'm just dead on the inside? Isn't that enough? What if I wish I were dead? What if I've thought of faking my own death? That should be enough, right?
Wait a minute. I want to hear about wishing I were dead a little more. If you'd like to go through that.
You can relate, Chick.
Yeah, I can very much relate. Yeah.
So I think we should, when you get divorced, you should have a ceremony. It's as big a marker in your life as the wedding, right?
True.
You should invite everyone back who was at your wedding and return the gifts that they gave to you.
It's unfair.
Right? Like, we appreciate your optimism. Turns out it was unfounded. Here's your toaster.
A little wear and tear, but it still works.
Steve, we thank you for the plates that you gave us. We started with 10. There are not quite as many. Things went down one night. We appreciate it. And I think you should get divorced on the 4th of July, right? It's Independence Day.
Oh, sure.
Right? Then every year, there's a celebration for you with fireworks and hot dogs to celebrate your independence. And you write out a cursive Declaration of Independence longhand, right? In the course of human events, when it becomes necessary to dissolve the bonds, right? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among those are life, liberty, and the freedom to put the tomatoes in the damn refrigerator.
But now it's not.
That's right.
Kostaki, now it's not we the people. Now it's I the person.
Yes, that's right. I the person. That's funny.
And for the next few months, you'll be meeting Mr. Hancock.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Repeatedly, you see.
Haven't had yourself.
It's easy. Yeah, no, thank you very much for clarifying. So you're putting the tomatoes in the fridge and she likes to leave them out, Tom. Huh?
It's already been 4 years of that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Behind the scenes. Oh, boy.
Sexual waste.
Does that ever stop?
4 years.
What?
Even when you're like super happily married, aren't you still doing that?
I remember when I was 17, I thought someday I'll be married and I won't have to masturbate anymore. Imagine the youth and the ignorance that it takes to come up with that theory. Well, I think it'd be fun to have a whole ceremony, a divorce ceremony with all your buddies, and you turn all the traditions on their heads from the marriage, the marriage traditions, right? You throw the bouquet, whoever catches it, next one to get divorced, right? You do that thing where you smear the icing on each other's noses. That you might want a bouncer this time just to make sure it doesn't get out of hand. The divorce cake, it's bittersweet, right?
Yeah.
It's made with tears and resentment and freedom. There's a little flower girl there, but this time it's your kid. Right? That's so sad. I think you did a great job, Zoe. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Nice.
Well done.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. I can check all of those boxes with my balls. It's amazing to me that I still have the ring. I never lost it. I just assumed that I would lose it every few years and it would be some big problem, you know, like some terrible metaphor. I still have the ring. I lost her interest, but I have that ring.
Yikes.
That's right. Yeah. Some of this hurts. That's how it is.
I'll allow you to get back to your prepared remarks, but
remind me next off season not to talk to Kostocki until at least preseason games start.
What happened to the ring?
Which ring? Her ring?
The engagement ring.
Oh, that's a good question.
She'll keep it.
It was a ring from an event from my mother's life. So I imagine that will come back this way. But, it's not the kind of thing that she would wear anymore. But, yeah, she'll get that back. But is there anything? But it didn't occur to me until just the last couple of months. Is there anything more useless in the whole world than a wedding ring for a marriage that's over? Like, you can never use it again for anything. Even if you got married again in 10 years, your new bride's like, well, let's go get some rings. Like, no, I've got one.
That ain't gonna work.
That'd be the cheapest man alive, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And even if you married the same person again, well, then you should just kill yourself, because that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's worked out for a lot of people.
Rock solid punchline now. he thought about that a lot.
You know, at least till training camp opens, okay? Like in the middle of July.
Helmets on.
I can't help but think.
Helmets on. None of this shorts and cleats. No, helmets on.
Kostocki, now your analogy here is that you're supposed to do all the pre-wedding stuff, et cetera, et cetera, and relive it, but backwards. What about the bachelor party?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you should absolutely have a bachelor party after the divorce, right?
That's what being divorced is.
It doesn't make sense that you would do that.
One long bachelor party.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that you would do that before the marriage, right? Hanging with drunks and strippers, that's no way to prepare for marriage. But if someone has stepped on your life force for 9 years or so, you might need to gather up some buddies and some $1 bills.
Stepped on your life force is what he said.
So I guess he's not going to get that ring back, by the way, when she hears the playback.
You got to stop using specific numbers,
Kostocki. Is she going to continue doing stand-up?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So is there a chance that when you show up at a club on the road somewhere, hey, I'd like you to meet your feature act?
we've met.
You know, I've done this twice, and the other time was with a comic, too. I've sometimes on the road run into her as well.
Yeah. Wow.
That's got to be rough.
Here's your credit.
She'll be opening for you. Yeah, well, that's the first time in 4 years.
Nine.
Well, no, they have a 5-year-old.
So that's
at
funny.
Some point.
I enjoyed that very much, Josh.
It's yours for $50.
Is she going to get any of your act in the divorce?
Now, we're talking with Kostocki Economopoulos, who's announced he is sadly getting divorced.
Yes.
Do you have any ladies on the taxi squad, if you will?
Come on.
Oh, that's kind of a fun question. I do have a little bit of a mental list of someday I'll call her, you know, but I have a I just moved. I'm trying, you know.
Yeah.
Moving is one of life's worst things, by the way. Top three worst things in life: cancer, divorce, moving.
Yeah. Right?
At least you got your hands on a box when you move.
I don't know.
And divorce, first time divorce is only that high on the list because you also have to move.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible things.
Except in his joke. Sorry.
I'm just getting over the move. I'm taking one step at a time. I'm going to go play some poker tonight and drink some beers.
Okay, good.
Be all right.
Tomorrow, call Han. You guys can know.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, God.
You're better off.
Right.
I'm not ready for that. Kostaki, you're better off. I'm telling you. You're better off. Absolutely better off.
No, I think that'll be a good conversation. Just not this week.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Give yourself a little
time. Have you told your mom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm telling you first.
Hey. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.